fly of the flesh. On their city.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
No penny. Penny's always here.
No, I don't.
More comments, if anyone has any comments they'd like to make before we get started.
I'd like to thank the music department for the great Christmas program. The only thing I was disappointed in was the size of the crowd. I really wish we could somehow advertise the program so that the public from downtown could come out and enjoy the wonderful things that we do out here.
I guess I'd like to thank the school for letting us use American Legion, had the Washington County Oratorical Competition yesterday, Saturday morning.
I got a really nice thank you letter this morning.
Yeah, and it was, we represented Fort Edward, Fort Ann, Granville, Greenbush, and Whitehall. Had about 9 students compete from throughout the county. Some incredible performances, all based on the Constitution, but thank you to Whitehall for letting us use that as a venue.
How many students participated in that?
We only had 9 this year, which is actually good. We had 3 from Whitehall.
Okay.
And they did real well. There was a couple of rock stars out there that just, you know, to stand up there for 8 minutes and pick an amendment or a piece of the Constitution and just talk about that in depth and detail with some emotion, some feeling, it was pretty amazing.
Nice.
But those 3 that were from Whitehall were picked from, wasn't that?
Yeah, they competed local. So
there was 9 originally from Whitehall.
Yeah, these are the yeah, we had 9 to start from Whitehall. So these are the first, second, third place winners from Whitehall when that county level.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And one of our 9th grade students performed really well. So yeah. North 9th graders struggled a little bit, and she got up there and really did a great job.
Yeah, hoping to get more, you know. Because we got, you know, it's kind of a combination of history, government, and a little bit of theatrics. So it was excellent.
Thank you. Anyone else have anything? Mr. D, you have any comments you want to make?
Sure. It's hard to believe that just 4 weeks ago we were meeting here and talking about going on Thanksgiving recess, and here we sit ready to go on Christmas recess. I'd like to thank and congratulate a couple of different groups. First, our Quiz Bowl team, their first year of participation. They're actually performing quite well. They've had a handful of wins this season already, which is good for them. And a big congratulations goes out to Mr. E2 for his hard work with that group. A couple of events that have gone on. I had the good fortune of participating in Lobby Day down in Albany on December 4th. I had the opportunity with the Advocacy Committee of Superintendents in the region to meet with numerous legislators and committees to discuss our needs and our particular legislative priorities for our region. Involving the 28 school districts that are participating in the consortium. That information is in your board packet, and we're asking the Board of Education to vote on those legislative priorities tonight to approve them and be part of the group that sends this information down to Albany advocating for our legislative priorities for the region. The Health Insurance Trust is working exceptionally well and working very hard. We've been looking at what we can do over the past year to smooth our rates, and we are looking at an intentional spend down of reserves amongst the 29 school districts that participate in the BOCES Consortium for our health insurance. We are looking at leveling our increases on a year-to-year basis at 5%. Which will be wonderful not to have to deal with the peaks and valleys going down as low as 0 some years and up as high as 12 and 13% in other years. So we're moving toward that leveling, utilizing fund balance and reserves. So that'll help all the school districts that are participating in the consortium have the ability to better plan for their budgets on a yearly basis. To echo what Pat just said, the winter concert was terrific. That was hosted last Thursday. Wonderful job by our Bell Select Choir, band, and chorus. Looking forward to our 7-8 concert tomorrow night, and Thursday our 4-6 concert. So I did take note about seeing what we can do about advertising. That's something we can certainly focus on, working with the Whitehall Times to get something maybe a little bit more substantial. To get folks from the community out to those events. The 5-week marking period ends this Friday, and Christmas recess begins through January 2nd. Couple of quick notes. There was a couple of nice articles in the newspaper. First on our Clay Target League. As you're aware, we're the first to jump on board with that. It's going to be marvelous at this point. We have Whitehall, Hudson Falls, Granville, Truthville Academy, Fort Ann, Fort Edward, Hartford, and Argyle signed up. So it'll be a nice competition amongst multiple different Washington County schools. So certainly looking forward to that. And on a really positive note, the Country Cupboard, which Deb Mackey has gotten started with the cafeteria staff here at the high school to help out families and students that don't have food, clothing, etc. Nice article in the paper this morning, and shortly after that article hit the paper, we got a phone call here at school that an anonymous donor made a donation of $500 to the Whitehall School District for that program, purchasing 50 complete meal packs. So those have been transported over here to the school. So big congratulations goes out to Deb for organizing that program. It's a great opportunity for our kids. So I certainly thank her for that. That's all I have.
Okay. Hey, Frank, one quick alibi. Also, a thank you to our very own Pat Norton, who was one of the judges this past weekend for the York Oracle.
Thank you.
Pat, did you lose your ID? Did you lose your ID?
Pardon me?
Did you lose your school ID badge?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in the office.
Thank you.
Yeah, I found it this morning.
You don't need to make me a new one. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I found it this morning. I walked in. I've got it at the desk.
Thanks. There you go. Perfect.
Son of a gun.
Car keys, wallet, you got those?
I've got those.
I didn't say it was a return of the wallet.
I've been searching for 2 days.
Okay. I think the next thing on our agenda is board and staff reports. So we'll need a motion to approve the treasurer's reports, including the bank reconciliation, bills for payment, budget status reports, the budget transfers and extracurricular report, and then we've also been provided the revenue status reports, which are just for our informational purposes. So do you have a motion to approve those?
So moved. Moved
by Mr. Brooks?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Is there any discussion on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. In a motion to approve the board minutes from November 20th, 2017.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? I thought Coach Steichel approved them, actually.
Yeah.
No discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. CSE and CPSE minutes. Motion to approve the minutes from the meetings on October 3rd, 2017, November 20th, 2017. Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We need a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meetings from November 20, 2017. Did everybody get a copy of those?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any questions on those or inquiries, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Corrective action resolution. Need a motion to approve corrective action plan as follows. Be it resolved, the Board of Education of the Whitehall Central School District hereby accepts the corrective action plan in response to a report of examination by Jenkins Beecher Bethel LLP covering the period July 1, 2016 to June 20, 2017. Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the New York Class Municipal Cooperative Resolution.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We Need a motion to approve the resolution regarding the Board of Education's 2018 advocacy priorities. There's three attachments included with that.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Martin. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're down to appointments. I thought I'd separate the athletic appointments from the non-athletic appointments. Is everyone okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
And can I read those together? The non-athletic?
Yes.
Okay. Superintendent of Schools recommends the probationary appointment of Mr. Tom Ferran to the position of Assistant Superintendent of Building and Grounds, effective December 18, 2017. Probationary appointment will end March 12, 2018. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education 26-week probationary appointment of Mr. Raymond Blondo to the position of Maintenance Mechanic, effective December 11, 2017, compensated at $15.87 per hour. All clearances have been obtained. And thirdly, the superintendent recommends the appointment of Ms. Sheila Jordan, position of substitute bus aide / teacher aide, effective December 11, 2017. Compensation will be $9.70 per hour. Have a motion for those three appointments?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton?
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Have recommendations for spring coaching appointments. Would anyone like these read separately or can we do them together?
Separately?
Okay. Mr. Keith Redmond for varsity baseball.
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks. And second?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Two nay.
Three nay,
I'm sorry. Got those?
I did.
Great, okay. Mr. Tom St. Clair, unpaid volunteer baseball assistant.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Boyd Hunt, JV baseball.
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Jared Eggleston, modified baseball.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ms. Pam Petorti and Mr. Christopher Baskew for varsity softball co-coaches.
So moved.
By Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion?
Yeah. Why is there no JV softball coach being nominated? And also, what is the district? I know there's been statements made within the last 6 to 8 months that there will be no co-coaches. And I'm not quite sure why we have co-coaches.
Yeah, the co-coaches, we've had a discussion administratively. That's something we're going to stop as soon as these two stop
why,
coaching.
Why that?
Together.
But you denied it on a couple other occasions already.
Then
so
those were new co-coaches. We're not approving any new co-coaching.
Well, where's the JV coach? Name Chris JV coach.
And we don't have a JV coach that has shown interest at this point.
I just don't understand why we need co-coaches. Have they been named co-coaches in the past?
Yes.
Yes.
For several years.
Then, there needs to be a head coach. Who's going to actually be called that then?
You're saying the head coach and an assistant.
I just don't understand why 4 months ago it wasn't allowed and now it is. I don't know.
I just gave that explanation. We're not appointing new co-coaches. This is a relationship and a co-coaching environment that has worked in the past for several years. So in lieu of making a change unnecessarily to that team, We're continuing the co-coaching, but certainly not something I have an interest in or Jeff has an interest in continuing in the future with other sports.
Mr. Hoagland, about the JV, wouldn't it have JV last year?
Wouldn't know that now.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to give you an answer. Yeah. So we didn't have it last year. We don't believe, given the returning number of kids that we had and the grade levels that we'll have it this year. We do have one interested candidate that we've contacted, and that is interested if we end up with the numbers when it comes to that, but we wanted to wait and see. And I actually, when we interviewed Pam and Pam Petorti and Chris Baskew, they indicated that actually as the varsity coaches, they would like for us to wait and see if those numbers worked out as well before we got a JV coach. So that's,
will we have enough time though?
Just give you a little bit, yeah. Well, that doesn't start till March. Number so
eight. Yeah, we have plenty of time if we find that we've got enough students.
Are there enough students? Do we know that?
But we won't know from March.
We won't know. Last year we had nine or ten girls who started on the varsity, and three of them were eighth graders, I believe.
Right.
So
early enough so we get somebody.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We do have one person who's working here in the district that would like to do it if we end up getting enough girls.
So what we don't want to do is,
we have one for sure.
Appoint someone and then say we're sorry. There's not a position for you. So, you know, in lieu of
kind we'll of find
we're
going to
see what we have.
We got somebody interested in
yeah, you. We have someone actually here in the district.
Any other discussion on that one? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ms. Chelsea Morris, modified softball.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Neil Molinaro, varsity tennis.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Kevin Jebo, modified tennis.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mrs. Amanda Fowler, varsity track and field.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Chris Fowler, assistant varsity coach.
So moved.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion there? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ms. Jenna Sanders, modified track and field.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Building usage request. Class of 2020 requests use of the junior senior high school auditorium lobby, cafeteria, and tables on May 29, 30, and 31 from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. and then June 1st and 2nd from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. for Miss Greta's dance recital.
Moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion?
Are we allowing to 10 o'clock again?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I had gotten shortened before.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I know Mr. Rock had asked the question before. 2 years ago, I believe, there was an issue with the way the school district was working with Ms. Gretis to collect money and then pay the dance studio. We put in place some procedures to ensure that within 2 days after the event, the dance studio would have all their money.
Okay.
So it would take, you know, the period of time.
Good.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. We are down to visitor comments on our agenda items. If anyone has any questions or comments.
It's a visitor comment.
Patrick, you've got to have some questions.
Nothing?
I am going to ask for a motion to adjourn into executive session tonight. I don't
know the length of that. I suspect it'll be 20 minutes to a half hour, and we do not anticipate any action after that session. So at this time, I would ask for a motion to adjourn into executive session for the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation.
So
moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second, Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So now we're in executive. Thank you.